SBS Radio.
There were audible gasps as Arkady Babchenko walked into the room. Supporters, officials and members of the media couldn't believe their eyes. Just 24 hours earlier, the Russian journalist had been pronounced dead, reportedly murdered in the stairwell of his Kiev apartment building. He was discovered by his wife with several bullet holes in his back and supposedly died on his way to hospital. But the veteran journalist has surprised everyone and revealed the master plan.
As far as I know, this operation was prepared over 2 months. I was made known 1 month ago. Over this month, I saw how the guys worked, how they dug things up like buffaloes. Over this month, we were in constant contact. We thought things through and worked out the details. That became this special operation, as a result of which one person has been detained.
Head of the Ukrainian Security Service, Vasil Hrutsak, said the agency devised the strategy to foil a Russian-instigated plot to kill the journalist.
We reported that in order to fulfill this cynical plan, special services of the Russian Federation recruited a Ukrainian citizen. The first letter of his name is G. He was commissioned to find perpetrators of this brutal murder for financial reward. In order to fulfill the assignment from the Russian special services, Citizen G offered his acquaintance to commit a terrorist act and to murder Russian journalist Arkady Babchenko for $30,000.
A long-time Kremlin critic, 41-year-old Mr. Babchenko has lived in Ukraine since 2017, fleeing his native Russia after receiving threats over comments about a Russian military plane crash. In December 2016, a plane carrying dozens of Red Army choir singers, dancers and orchestra members crashed into the Black Sea. A Facebook post in which Mr. Babchenko said he didn't give a damn about the victims caused outrage, sparking threats and calls for him to be deported, and his personal details were leaked. Prior to that, he was already a polarising figure, criticising Russian President Vladimir Putin and the country's actions in Ukraine and Syria. He also served as a war correspondent after fighting in the Russian army. Begging for forgiveness, Mr. Babchenko says he had little choice but to go along with the plan.
I would like to apologize to my wife for the hell she has had to go through the past 2 days. Olechka, forgive me, please. I also had no choice about this. Then I would really like to thank the Ukrainian security services who saved my life.
Media advocacy groups have slammed the incident as a stunt, accusing Ukrainian officials of undermining the media's credibility. Mr. Babchenko's apparent death followed the deaths of a series of high-profile media professionals and politicians in Ukraine, most of whom had voiced opposition to the Russian government of Vladimir Putin. In 2016, Belarusian journalist Pavel Sheremet was killed by a car bomb, while in 2017, a Ukrainian military intelligence officer and a former Russian MP, Denis Voronenkov, died in separate incidents. Hours after Mr. Babchenko's supposed assassination, fingers were being pointed, most of them at Russia. In response, Moscow raised questions over the capability of Ukrainian authorities. Spokesman for Russia's lower house of parliament, Vyacheslav Volodyn.
The allegations coming from Ukraine are completely unacceptable. This is not the first time a journalist has lost their life on Ukrainian soil, and a colleague of ours, Deputy Denis Voronenkov, was shot there as well. None of the cases have been properly investigated by Ukrainian authorities, nor has anybody been charged with those crimes.
Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has promised Mr. Babchenko and his family they'll receive protection. His friends and colleagues, meanwhile, are still trying to come to terms with the truth. Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.
sbs.com.au